speaking in Arabic shortly after his meeting in N'Djamena yesterday with Chadian President Idriss Deby, Sudanese General Abdel Fattah said the two leaders discussed bilateral cooperation in the fight against terrorism and ongoing peace efforts in the region. Al-Burhan said he briefed Deby on ongoing Sudanese peace talks mediated by South Sudan in Juba and appreciated Chad's support.
Chad has been playing a great role in supporting our efforts towards achieving lasting peace in the country. We are grateful to the president and to all Chadian people for their tireless support to push our peace process forward and to work together to defend our borders and contribute to secure prosperity to our people.
The Sudanese leader also commended Chad for hosting Sudanese refugees for nearly 20 years. Chad hosts nearly 400,000 Sudanese refugees who fled the Darfur region due to the deadly violence, according to the UN. General Al-Burhan said Sudan will send troops to fight terrorist groups at the border and work with Chad on other issues.
We are here confirming our full support to Chad and in its fight against all terrorist groups. Our visit also tackled issues of bilateral relations between the two sisterly countries, which include political and economic development. We also discussed the situation in other neighboring countries such as the Central African Republic.
Al-Burhan said the two leaders also discussed developments in Chad, including ongoing preparations for holding general elections early next year. Chad and Sudan established social and religious ties in Sudan's West Darfur region long before either country's independence. Under ousted President Omar al-Bashir's rule, relations between the two countries were strained while the government carried out near daily bombardments of Darfur. In Chad's civil war, both governments accuse each other of supporting rebel groups inside each other's countries. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.